We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Resh Nun Vav. The Magid Midovna had explained the verse in Yirmiyahu, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim, based on a mashal. He told us the following story. There was a person who went seeking a treasure his father buried under a tree, and he had directions. It was right near the path. And then the elders came and told him, "Fool, that's a new path. You got to go to the path that was around in your father's day. Then the directions will make sense. It's the tree next to the path, exactly at the bend. And there you'll find the treasure." And that's what he did. He went back to the old maps of the city, and he saw the path that was around leading to the city in his father's day. And he went back to that path, and based on the directions, he found the treasure. And the Magen Midovna had said, the same idea is with regards to what the Prophet is telling us. Go based on the markers. Go based on the ways of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu did kindness to his fellow man. You want to know how we continue in his way? Well, then go back to the old map and see the ways of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu used his wealth to help other people. Avraham Avinu was a source of kindness to other people. And that's what the pasuk says. Hatzivi lach tziyunim shiti libech lam sila derech halacht. And it says halacht, and it's read, and the we read it as halacht, but there's a yud in the writing, as though it would say halachti. And Hashem says, well, look at the way you're going. Is that the way I went? Meaning, it's not enough that you're going on the path. You have to see, is that really the path that was around back then? That was the message he gave. And we're up to four lines from the bottom. V'im telech b'dachei avicha hazaken. And if you go in the same path as your elder, Avraham Avinu, halo derech hazkenim azavta, ve'et netivotehem natashta. V'im natata eshel v'tachtav chafarta lo omed memakomu v'shetach acher. If you just try to go along the path, but you don't see you're going on the path of way back when, so then you're not going on that ancient path. And if you try to dig under a tree, well, you're digging under the wrong tree because you're on the wrong path. Lachen in ofen rak kemamar Shlomo HaMelech alav haShalom. And that's why the only way to go is the route that King Solomon taught us. Im lo teidei lach hayafa banashim, tzilach beikvei atzon. If you're not sure which way to go, go back and retrace the footsteps of your forefathers. And the idea again is, go find their path. It's not enough to take a formula without being on the right road. You could take directions, but if you're on the wrong road, then the directions are off. If you check that you're on the road of Avraham Avinu, az telech lavetach darkecha v'yiru nativotecha, then your path will be confident and you'll see light along your way. Yes?
Something hit me about your analogy that you were saying, the elder said, you fool, you should go back to the past of your forefathers. Then he wound up finding the treasure. I'm like, well, I hope he gave the elders a cut. But when you were saying, when you're drawing the analogy to, you know, following the path of Avraham Avinu, it hit me. That question I asked pertains to Hashem. Like, we should give Hashem a cut for providing for us information on how to get to the old path. I mean, just like the elders said, hey, look, here's how to get to the treasure. Hashem's like saying, look, here's how to get to like the real treasure by giving us the path of the Torah.
So that's also part of the blessing, where we make a blessing every morning over receiving the Torah, saying that's part of that idea, where we say thank you for giving us a way of life. Asher bachar banu v'nasan lanu. Yeah.